Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Y'all should have seen this coming. You got some of those same scurrilous characters trying to do the same thing now, trying to cash in on coronavirus. What to look for, what to do, we are joined by State Attorney General Chris Carr. Chris Carr, thanks for your time this morning.
Tim, good morning. Good to be with you.
Now, I suppose it is about as predictable as the sun coming up in the east this morning that when something like this comes down the pike, somebody is going to try to capitalize in less than legitimate ways. What are we seeing so far?
Well, it is, but it's still shocking, though, Tim. I mean, here we have a global pandemic. People are afraid. There's a lot of uncertainty, and folks are trying to go out there and steal from one another and take advantage of one another and exploit one another. We're seeing a number of different things, and a lot have to do, unfortunately, the scams are having to do with either treatments for or cures for or vaccines for the coronavirus or something that has to do with it. You know, and unfortunately, we don't have a cure yet for coronavirus. A lot of folks working on it. We don't have a vaccine yet, but I just read yesterday there's about 44 different projects worldwide where we're trying to deal with it. But folks are trying to take advantage of that. And what we encourage everybody to do is go to a source, a reliable source of information like the CDC, like the Georgia Department of Public Health, coronavirus.gov, the governor's coronavirus task force, where you can get good information. In fact, we're also seeing folks that are kind of doing drive-by testing, saying, hey, I got a test for you. So there's just a lot of uncertainty out there. We don't want folks to get taken advantage of.
You know, I was just thinking in my mind the evolution of these things. There's a phrase that we use. It's called snake oil salesman, right? The guys out there selling snake
oil.
Well, that's because there's a history. I mean, I don't know, 150 years ago, people literally did go around and sell you jars of medicine that weren't medicine at all. And that was going on. I mean, there's nothing new here. That's been going on probably forever. Along comes the telephone and people start calling you to try to hit you up for these various things and try to separate you from your money by phones. And some of that still happens. But a lot of it now we got the internet. Now we got social media, all kind of new ways for these people to get in touch with us.
That's right. And they're just adapting. And you talk about snake oil salesmen. The FDA has been warning about a product that's been out there called the Miracle Mineral Solution, or MMS. And it had promised to cure all these different diseases. Well, now, lo and behold, it's going to cure coronavirus. So you're exactly right, Tim. You just see criminals adapting. And the internet has changed that. Texting, in fact, one of the text scams we've seen in the last couple of days is that folks are getting these texts saying, hey, you can get your $1,000 government check. Just click here. Well, the bill hadn't been passed, as you know, until late last night. Now it's going to be $1,200. And the government doesn't text you. If there's some official business, the government will send you a letter in the mail. So those are the kinds of things. But people, you know, heightened emotion, heightened fear, and criminals are taking advantage of it, and we're not going to tolerate it.
Okay, so what are you going to do? How do you catch these folks? Again, State Attorney General Chris Carr with us. One of the things, especially with the internet, it's one thing to catch that guy who was, I don't know, going to paint my fence or work on my roof. You can catch that guy because he physically exists. The guy who's scamming me on the internet, I don't know, he might be in Belarus for all I know.
That's right. We got to play offense and defense. So defense is we're trying to get information out there, partnering with as many folks as we can, partner with the media. Let's make sure the folks have the information they can to protect themselves. However, if somebody has identified or we've identified an individual or a group that's doing this, we're going to go after them. But as you say, in this new world of internet, you've got to be able to partner with federal, state, and local law enforcement. And we've got great U.S. attorneys in this state. You've got Charlie Peeler in the Athens area in the Middle District, and we have others that we're working with. But when you're talking about state actors or when you're talking about folks that are in China or Russia or Eastern Europe, you got to be able to partner with federal law enforcement, and that's what we're doing. So I don't care who we're going to work with, anybody and everybody, in order to protect Georgians. And that takes a multi-pronged approach.
How, by the way, Attorney General Chris Carr with us, and this ain't the first time I've wondered about this, how are these people getting my cell phone number to text me in the first place?
Well, there's a number of different ways. Unfortunately, there have been a lot of breaches. I mean, there's people's phone numbers are on the internet. A lot of times you put it on your own social media page, and somebody may harvest it that way. So there's a number of different ways folks can get it, and you know, which can be a good thing if you're trying to reach out to friends. It can be a bad thing if you're in a crisis like this that folks are trying to earn a quick illegal buck.
Yeah, I always say it this way. There are two reasons I don't answer my phone anymore. One is I don't know who's calling. Two is I do know who's calling. The two reasons I typically don't answer my phone. But that text message, you're right, folks reaching out that way. Because I get these kind of things all the time. Before coronavirus, I was getting these kind of things, these kind of messages. I know you deal with this in your office there, the Attorney General's office. I get these notices from the Sheriff's office. Hey, somebody's claiming to be us. They're trying to fundraise for, I don't know, some charity event or other. We don't do that, Georgia Power. We're not going to cut your power off via text message, all that kind of stuff. But people fall for that. I wouldn't keep doing it if people didn't keep falling for it.
That's right. And again, these folks know who they're targeting, and they're generally targeting vulnerable populations, oftentimes folks that are older, that are afraid that their power is going to get cut off. Or in this particular case, I mean, everybody wants to make sure that they stay safe, they keep their family safe. So they capitalize on that, and they know what they're doing. And that's why I tell, when we talk about, it doesn't matter what the scam is, doesn't matter if it's a hurricane or a tornado or a public health emergency or a run-of-the-mill scam, you are in control of the transaction. Be very wary if somebody has reached out to you and you haven't asked for that information. If somebody's saying that you owe taxes or your power bill is going to be cut, hang up the phone, click out of the email, go to the website of the entity that's claiming it needs information from you. You make that phone call, you go to the website, but you are in control of the transaction. And there are too many people out there that are trying to separate you from your money or you from your personal information that they can use down the road. So be very, very cautious. Go to, and if you are feel that you are being scammed, please contact our office, consumer.ga.gov. You can get our phone number as well. Please call us. We will look into it. And that's our duty, that's our job, and I'm proud that we can do it.
That website again, consumer.ga.gov.
Ga.gov, that's right, consumer.ga.gov.
State Attorney General Chris Carr, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Tim, thank you, appreciate it.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.